Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Ronaldinho says I'm hot, and we are off and running. Is that how you say that guy's name, Ronaldinho? I just saw it on the back of your jersey.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that Team Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? The Brazilian national team AMAC is wearing and representing, as opposed to his first to be eliminated from the playoffs, New York Giants. It's okay. It's all right. He started the year with such abundance and joy. 5 straight days, I believe, of Giants gear.
Yes.
Leading up to the season opener. Talking all sorts of trash.
Was I talking trash?
I think so.
Yes.
No.
And now we are reduced.
You're projecting.
To a jersey that he picked up in Rio de Janeiro.
Reduced. First of all, Ronaldinho's like one of the greatest soccer players to ever walk the face of this earth.
Over there, where soccer matters. Over here, soccer doesn't really matter. Nah, I'm just teasing.
You're going to have a lot of people angry at you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Obviously, just teasing a little bit. No, soccer is popular. I was just having this conversation with somebody I love and respect and trust. And I can't get into details last night, but I was saying how popular soccer is in D.C., right? And if D.C. United could ever wake up out of their, like, 5, 6, 7 year slumber, whatever it is, the Spirit are in the championship game every year. Now, they can't score in the championship game, but they're in there every year. And they did win one 4 years ago, and they've lost the last two championship games. I watched almost all of the NWSL championship Saturday night. In Ohio. Good afternoon, everybody. The Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We are 48 hours away, not from more NFL football. That seemingly never ends. We are 48 hours away from really getting close to the best holiday for food that there is on planet Earth. Even though some of you try and say, oh, turkey sucks. Turkey's boring. Turkey's bland. You don't know how to cook it. That's your problem. You or whoever is cooking it for you is the problem, not the turkey. How do you like them apples? Okay? Let me start there. I pissed off soccer fans already and turkey haters. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Turkey's great if you actually know how to cook it. If you're actually not a clueless boob in the kitchen or on the smoker. And I'm not talking about fried turkey. I've never even had fried turkey, ever. Never. Although I was just invited over to B. Mitch's house, not on Christmas Day. He said, I don't want to see you on Christmas. But like the day or two before, he wants me to come over to his mansion and we're going to fry up turkeys, baby. I said, how can I turn that down? How could I turn that down?
That sounds splendid.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
I was at a crab boil at B. Mitch's house over the summer. I mean, you got to see the spread that they, like boxes of all these big-ass crabs, sausage, corn, potatoes, all the Creole seasoning. And B does not mess around. B does not mess around. So anyway, if you don't like turkey, it's because you can't cook it. Or whoever's cooking it for you stinks. Tell them to go to turkey school.
Max is too scared to ask, so I'm going to ask for you. Can you bring him some?
Are you going to bring us some fried turkey recently?
Nah,
well, again, I don't have fried turkey available to me now. It's for Christmas.
Oh.
It's in advance of Christmas, B-Set. I can't come over to his house on Christmas Day. But
that would be, yeah.
You're right. Well, in fairness, the Commanders are stupidly playing on Christmas Day.
Oh, right. He has to work.
We all have to work. Unfortunately, it ruins the holiday, especially when you're stuck watching the Cowboys beat up on the Commanders, right? Right, Cowboy B? Anyway, but I could, Max, if you want. Next Monday is going to be hard because they're like 4 days old.
Well,
but
I was going to say,
I could bring you some smoked turkey.
Earlier this week.
What?
We had the lively debate earlier this week about how long Thanksgiving leftovers are good for.
Yeah, and it does qualify in that window. AMAC wants to get rid of stuff like a day and a half later.
He wants to get rid of it, yeah, literally Friday.
Yeah, I'm cool with leftovers up to a week. As long as they're properly covered and as long as they're in a refrigerator, they're fine. You can microwave it. You can air fry it. You can put it in the oven. Slap some of that gravy on there, and it makes it wonderful. Now, if you know how to cook a turkey, which I do, I cook the turkey every year out on the smoker, some apple wood, a big old turkey oven basting bag, little sausage massaged underneath the skin on the breast side, little butter, some apples, celery, and oranges for citrus hints, seasoning. And it all percolates together in that bag. And it takes like 3.5 hours, if that, to cook a 15-pound turkey. While all the rest of you dum-dums are out there trying to cook for 7 hours, your boy is ahead of the game as usual, just like this radio show. We set the pace. We don't just react. We set the pace. We think ahead of everyone else. Ahead of the curve. Well, we do that with turkey too, baby. We don't put the turkey just straight in the oven or straight on the smoker. No! You got to put it in the bag. You got to put it in the Reynolds turkey-sized oven bag. Seal it up with a little bit of flour so it doesn't burst. And then all the juices just marinate the turkey inside, the steam. And it gets trapped in there, and it circulates around, and it makes your turkey breast succulent. And especially with the sausage rubbed underneath. So it just kind of renders down that fat. Oh. Oh. So amazing. Nobody needs injectables. Nobody needs Creole butter kits. None of that Tony Chachiri stuff. Who needs that? If you know what you're doing, if you're the boss.
You have an accent coming
with
out.
With the sauce.
It's the New York in him.
If you know what you're doing, baby, you're going to get a perfect turkey. And I hit it out of the park every Thanksgiving. There's never been such a thing as a dry turkey as long as the rooster was in charge. I don't know about you guys. Max? Who does the cooking at your home?
So we go to my grandparents. My grandfather gets up at the crack of dawn, and he does the turkey.
Does he do it inside, outside, what?
Inside, does in the oven.
Okay. Does he do it at a lower temperature or a higher temperature?
Great
you know?
Question.
Okay. How big is the turkey that your grandfather...
We usually shoot for like around 15 pounds. I think this one's coming in a little bit under.
Okay. Why does he get up so early then?
Well, because he's up early.
Okay.
But we also... my family eats at like... 1.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. All right, well, he's already up and like gives us something.
I try and eat around 3 o'clock, right? Okay. Like in the second half of the Detroit game, because usually forever and ever, the Lions have sucked. So usually it was a blowout. Now they're
over by
good.
Halftime and you just
Now they're good, so you got to kind of deal with some of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point is not only to be done with eating dinner and in the first phase of your trip to Fancoma, but also some of, if not a lot of the cleanup, because that's the worst part.
Yeah.
By 4:30, when the Cowboys and usually the Commanders, or then the Redskins take center stage, or then they shove the Giants down your throat a couple of years in a row. Occasionally they get cute and throw in an AFC team in there that usually beats the ever-loving crap out of the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, much like this year.
Are you calling your shot?
No.
Kansas City Chiefs?
Give me a day. I'll have an answer for you tomorrow.
We do have one day left in the broadcast week. We do have one day left.
It's true.
I mean, are you going to have to consult all the sharks? All the
yeah
to see which way to go with your
yeah.
Pick?
I got to get the numbers from Kevin.
All right. I heard Kev say this morning. It made me laugh. He hates when I do this, but I heard him say he got some late information from the sharps. On the Carolina side last night. I was like, I wish I got that same information. I lost $15 on Carolina throwing up all over themselves.
Oh, I lost more than that. Actually, nah, I didn't.
I only bet
$1. I lost on Carolina. I didn't lose anything else.
I had a 14 parlay. I hit the first three legs, but I needed Carolina to cover the 6.5, and they went splat, even with three giftos from Brock Purdy. But I couldn't help but laugh when I heard Kev say, he got late information. Like, do they have like a secret bat phone that they call him?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah, and when they're called the sharps, is it because they have sharp needles or
well,
what
they're
do they do?
Sharp money. So
oh, sharp money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of how it worked. Okay, because then none of those people ever call me. You know, none of those people. Is it like a scamby capper that calls him?
No, it's I mean,
you get my point there. The creativity of not a handicapper, it's a scamdecapper.
You
got it.
I heard that.
Okay, you didn't like it though.
It was okay.
Okay, all right.
But no, the Kevin receives word from unnamed sources
they call on a bat phone.
More or less, yeah. Uh-huh. Just on like sharper bettors if they're hot right now and they put like a big bet. Like on the Panthers or something like that, or if the sharps were all over San Francisco last night or yesterday during the day, so that usually would ward off a bet on.
And they
Carolina.
Get that, and they do that because they get the secret information that nobody else gets, right?
There's publicly available information out there,
but do they get the secret information? That's what I want to know, because that's the information I don't have. I have all the public.
I have no comment whether that information is. Publicly available or not.
Okay. All right. One last thing before you get on out of here. Caps last night.
Big win.
How about that setup from Sordiff to Protas?
Brother.
To Tom Wilson? Oh.
I see people trying to jump on the Justin Sordiff bandwagon after saying he had no hands. And after that pass last night, I would like all those people to know it's staff-only food.
I want it to be known that this show, we had Justin Sordiff on a month ago. We discovered Justin Sordiff. The Caps did not discover Justin Sordiff. It was this show that discovered Justin Sordiff and brought him here to Washington to set up that play last night.
And I would like to personally extend my largest thank yous.
Thank you. It's very much appreciated. It's nice. Great to see you, Mad Max. Always
see you
wonderful
too, buddy.
To see you.
I'll see you tomorrow before I go make stuffing.
You make the stuffing?
I help, yeah.
Really?
I'm better at it than my brothers, which is why I have to.
Do you take the croutons or the crusty bread, or do you just kind of do the
instant
variety?
Yeah, we do bread. Bread's
or...
been sitting out for about a week.
Okay.
Then yeah, we
gotta be very
it.
Careful that it's not moldy, right?
No, of course we keep it. We check it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, we'll mush it, get it wet and mushy, throw it in balls, and then put it all in the bowl. Then we'll put in eggs, thyme, all the seasonings, squish it up with our hands and then throw it in the frying pan.
It's a lot of squishing.
It gets a little hot during that next part, but you know, it's the grind we do for love.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're in love with food. Or in food
love
with
love.
Love
with food and Thanksgiving. And food especially with love. The stuffing.
There you go. There you go. Stuffing is, I like stuffing. It's not my favorite.
See, the way you said that, there was going to be a butt followed, and I'm not a fan.
It's not my favorite. I'm a bigger mashed potato guy. I'm a bigger turkey guy.
Okay, if you do mashed potatoes right, I get it.
Mac and cheese. I make the best smoked mac and cheese there is on planet Earth, period. There's just, there's no substitute. Little pancetta bacon.
Ooh.
That's Italian-style bacon.
Of course.
Sprinkled on it with a little breadcrumb, lots of butter, some heavy cream, three or four different kinds of cheeses. You cook the pasta, obviously. You mix it all together. Then you throw it out on the smoker for about 20 minutes. Ah! As the turkey's resting, baby. Mm! Yeah! I'm getting hungry right now. All right. Unfortunately, we've got to talk sports and not food the entire show. Because I'll get complaints this is why you've got to lose weight. This is why you've got to take care of yourself. Don't eat like every other human being. Just eat carrots and celery. Yes. Sure. Okay. We do have to talk sports. Last night, I was in a tryptophan coma in advance of Thanksgiving. Why? Why? Does anybody know? Hey, Mac, do you know why I was in an early tryptophan coma last night?
I don't even know what that is.
You never heard the term tryptophan coma?
No.
I heard you were getting into fights at 4 a.m. with people on Twitter.
Yeah.
That is an overcharacterization. I was accused of that. I was just simply responding at 4 a.m. because, like an old man, I had to go pee. And then I'm up, and I can't fall back asleep. So I look at my phone, and for whatever reason, I look at the cesspool of hell.
You know how you fall back asleep after you wake up in the middle of the night?
You want a nice trick? On the phone?
Because, it's a novel concept, I know. Mm. So you're gonna lay down, you're gonna throw the covers over yourself, and your head's gonna hit the pillow, and then you're gonna shut your eyes.
Mm.
And then you're just gonna lay there.
So
and then eventually it works.
Max is such a jerk.
Sometimes.
But what you're saying is that I shouldn't respond back to listeners.
Not at 4 a.m.
To people making ridiculous points, right?
Not at 4 a.m.
Not at 4 a.m. So here's what I did. You guys know who Matthew Berry is?
I'm familiar, yes.
Sunday Night Football on NBC.
And I'm familiar with his take.
You know who, unfortunately, is doing the game this Sunday? Sunday Night Football on NBC. Matthew Berry is a longtime Redskin Commanders fan.
Of course.
I've met him a couple of times. Not close to him. Just met him a couple of times. And he tweeted, quote, "I am begging my beloved Commanders. This is not our year. We should not risk further injury to our franchise QB in a lost year. He shouldn't have been playing in the end of a blowout loss, and he shouldn't play again this season. We are 3-8. To which I quote tweeted that, and I said, and I don't follow Matthew Berry. It was somebody had already responded to it, so it showed up on my timeline. I said, just put him in bubble wrap. Nothing to be gained by actually playing and learning. Everything will be great next year. I don't consider that fighting. I would consider that a sarcastic response. I would consider that me being a little bit of a jerk, even though I try hard not to be a jerk. I would consider that a little bit of that. But I would also say that I'm right and Matthew Berry is wrong. And everyone that believes he should be put in bubble wrap is wrong. And he needed to play at the end of that Seattle game because he's hardly played at all this year. And we can call it malpractice. We can call it criminal behavior. We can call it whatever we want to call it.
Look,
he needs to play. He needs to be out of bubble wrap. He needs to protect himself. He needs to learn how to get rid of the football. The only way you do that is in a sport that prevents that from happening at practice.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the reason why he's able to practice this week,
even
though he's not cleared for contact. You notice that little distinction?
He can practice,
but he's not cleared for contact, so that's why he's not going to play this Sunday. Well, wait a second. If you can't be contacted in practice, is it the same as a game? Does your body react and your brain and your eyes and your anticipatory senses act the same when you can be killed as opposed to when you can't be touched? Of course it's not the same. So I just simply said, look, he needs to play. He's been injured 14 times already this year. He needs to play. He needs experience. Now, everybody tells me, no, he's fully developed.
Zero on that number.
He made it to the NFC Championship game. He doesn't need to learn anything. He doesn't need to develop anymore. He's fully developed. That's what a lot of people have told me. Listeners, tweeters, whatever. I think I know a different philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
One that I think every coach in America would have. So I just responded to Matthew Berry like that. Not to be a jerk. Just to simply point out that we don't need to be ridiculous. We don't need to be so stubborn and so scared that we need to put the quarterback again and wrap him up like a mummy. We don't need to do that. No. We need to play football in relative context. We need to play football. That's all. All right, coming up. Why I was in a tryptophan coma last night already, before we even get to Thanksgiving. And, oh, by the way, Brandon Ayuk, you know the quarterback wants him. Does the general manager want him? Do you want him? Because he's available. We'll explain all the ins and outs and the whys and the why nots. I'll give you my thought, and I'll get yours at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, just getting rocking and rolling here on a Thanksgiving Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And that includes on Thanksgiving, man. You got to be driving around, right? There's no red zone on Thanksgiving. So Paramount Plus going to be your best friend if you've got to be at grandma's or somewhere else. Somewhere else, wherever that might be. All right, along with AMAC on the other side of the glass in his Ronaldinho jersey, and Cowboy B, who is still very much surprised that I said the Cowboys are likable, are starting to become likable because of Brian Schottenheimer. But that is the absolute truth, and we tell you the truth on this show the way we see it. 301-230-0980. Let's get to actually, hang on, Lap. Before we get there, I need to mention why I was in a tryptophan coma last night. That game was bleeping terrible. As so many primetime games are, so poorly played. 20-9 the final. The 49ers gift-wrapped that game to the Carolina Panthers. Gift-wrapped. Three interceptions in the first half. They got 3 points. Three? How does that happen? There were five interceptions thrown by the two lousy quarterbacks in that game. Five. Their respective quarterback ratings were 60.8 for Bryce Young and 58.5 for Brock Purdy. They were lousy, both. The Carolina run game sucked. That's their only chance, especially on the road against a good defense. The 49er run game, much better, thanks to Christian McCaffrey, former Carolina Panther. The most exciting part of that game, the most exciting part of that game, unless you want to count Juwan Jennings' 12-yard touchdown pass early on, midway through the first quarter, the most exciting part of that game was Juwan Jennings getting punched in the onions and having Kyle Shanahan in the postgame say, he was punched in the nuts. And he was proud of Juwan for not responding. He kind of responded after the game. And all of a sudden, there was a brawl that broke out. That game sucked last night. I don't care who you are, what you are. Like, yeah, there was some good defense. I'm not suggesting that there wasn't. The Carolina Panthers are feisty on defense. The 49ers are more than feisty. Saleh has obviously made a difference. But it's not like the 49ers have been dreadfully bad on defense, i.e. the Bengals or even, if you want, the Commanders, over the years. They just kept going through defensive coordinators because Kyle Shanahan's a tough guy to get along with sometimes. So he fired Steve Wilkes when they were a fourth down stop away in overtime from winning the Super Bowl. And he fired, I think it was Nick Sorensen was the guy's name, last year after just 1 year. And then he goes out and he hires Robert Saleh, who was the 49er defensive coordinator, who was the Jets head coach, who was available. Smart move. Got no problem with it. Little weird to fire defensive coordinators every year, but hell, the Houston Texans fired head coaches every year and seemingly have gotten it right with D'Amico Ryans, at least for now. Right? So you can do whatever you want. Defenses were good. I'm not suggesting that the defenses weren't good last night, but the offenses were pathetic, were brutal. Execution, five interceptions. It's hard to watch that stuff, man. Like, I love football. I don't love it enough to watch that slop fest. I fell asleep probably, I think, during the second quarter and didn't wake up until late in the fourth. Yeah, I was tired. Been doing a lot of traveling. But, man, the 49ers had the ball for almost 38 minutes in that game and only put up 20 points. Again, Brock Purdy had three interceptions in the first half, and the Carolina Panthers only turned that into 3 points. Just a dreadful game. Just a dreadful, dreadful game. And the NFL just keeps shoving it down your throat, and you guys, you gullible people, I'll just be nice, just go, thank you. I want to say other things, but I'd probably be gentle on the radio in case any young people are listening. You guys just keep saying, thank you, sir. May I have another? Here's some more slop dropped on your lap. And you'll be right back at it Thursday afternoon at 12:30. Watching 1, 2, 3 unopposed games. Black Friday on Friday. A fourth unopposed game. A Sunday night game. A fifth unopposed game. Commanders Broncos. And a sixth unopposed game. Monday Night Football. I mean, why don't we throw in, I don't know, Saturday morning at 5 a.m. just to get an exclusive television window.
There's some college games on Black Friday. It's a
I know there's plenty of college games, too. I'm talking about just the NFL.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're not unopposed. They got some opposition.
Fair. Unopposed NFL. Unopposed NFL, meaning your traditional TV windows, 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock-ish window for the NFL on a Sunday. Anyway, 20-9, that game sucked last night. I mean, if you like good defense, great, but it was really bad offense. It was really bad offense. And a lot of it. And this just in, this is why you don't do whatever it takes to get a quarterback. Because Bryce Young was the number one overall pick. And sure, he's improved some under Dave Canales in a year and a half, but he's still a roller coaster ride, man. And Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant or whatever the hell he was in the seventh round. And while he's still up and down and sometimes horrific to watch, he usually can figure it out, stabilize himself and his team. But you're not winning championships alone with Brock Purdy, or mostly by riding Brock Purdy's back. That's not happening. And Kyle Shanahan knows that. But those two quarterbacks last night, they didn't deserve our eyeballs. They didn't deserve our attention. And I passed out. I mean, I just couldn't take it anymore. It was so boring. 301-230-0980. Your call's coming straight up after a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980. All right, so this just in from the NFL. Remember yesterday we told you that the New Orleans Saints were holding a kicker competition? Well, they've decided on a kicker. And it's former Washington Commanders place kicker for all of one game in a preseason, Cade York, who was here for the season opener in Tampa last year before being cut. He is getting signed to the Saints practice squad. He beat out Justin Tucker, the longtime veteran who was recently completing a 10-game suspension for the personal conduct policy violations. And, of course, the Saints waiving Blake Groupe, who was their kicker, who missed 2 field goals in a tight loss against the Atlanta Falcons. He also missed 6 other kicks in addition to that. So 8 total. But again, Justin Tucker not getting signed by the New Orleans Saints. Instead, it is former Commander Cade York getting the assignment. Also, from the NFL and from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers topping the Hall of Fame semifinalist, a list that just came out this morning. Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, Frank Gore, all making it to the semifinal stage amongst the 26 modern era candidates released again this morning by Associated Press voting and by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. No Washington Commanders / Redskins on that particular list. And that is what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep.
during Black Friday. Get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it.
139, Team 980 on a Thanksgiving Tuesday.
History repeats itself. Try and you succeed.
No, I like this choice. Crank it up.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
I agree.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Was this Was this in the original Karate Kid?
I think. Yeah, I believe so.
Right?
Yeah, the cover art is the Karate Kid. So I just couldn't
remember if it was like Cobra Kai, but no, I think it wore Karate Kid 2. I think it was in the original Karate Kid, which I probably watched 100 times.
Yeah.
It was back when I actually liked movies. All right, 301-230-0980. My guy Navy Mo says, I love you responding at 4 a.m. in the morning. Folks need to understand we live in a 24-hour-a-day society. These days, it's not a traditional 9-to-5. People are up, working around the clock. Life goes on, even while people are sleeping. And he said he responded to my tweet. Now, I did not see that response, but I'm going to bring it up right here, right now. And
hopefully it's nice.
I can't see it. I can't find it. I'm going to have to look for it. But I did get a bunch of other responses. My guys at Talk Nat say some may not sense the sarcasm. LOL. Jeff Bachner, I hope I'm saying Jeff's last name right. I believe it's Bachner. He says, to your sarcastic point, we did that, meaning put Jaden Daniels in bubble wrap all summer, and nobody was ready to play, and everyone got hurt trying to protect them. A couple of times, maybe he didn't need to be in there, but when he's healthy, he should play. He needs reps. He's right. My guy at Boston DG said, someone said there's less protection. Ahem. Yes, I've said that. There is less protection in the open field than there is in the pocket. We saw several quarterbacks, including Caleb Williams, take a nasty shot along the sideline. Nasty shot. Now, that doesn't mean you can't take a nasty shot in the pocket. People, it's football. It's tackle football. And it's actual games, which is different than practice. I'll never give this up. Games are different than practice. And coaches and executives, and I love some of them that I strongly disagree with, just think completely differently, and they're wrong, and I'm right. It is different than practice. All right, so there you have that. So I wanted to get to this before we get to lap. I would just say this. When you consider operating an NFL team, there is always inherent risk to getting re-injured or to getting injured. Right? people say, I don't want him coming back until he's 100%. And there's no chance of him getting injured again. It doesn't work that way. I've been around the NFL for almost 30 years. It does not work that way. There's no doctor that's not a quack that can tell you 100% chance he's not going to get re-injured the same way again. No chance. It doesn't work that way. What you're looking for is as much assurance as possible. And we always talk about there's medically cleared and then there's football cleared, right? And in Jaden's case, he was medically cleared to return to practice, but not to have contact. So there's even a different layer to it. That being said, I think they're handling this right. If he truly is out Sunday against the Broncos, which I believe he will be, if he truly is out, they're handling it right. And it may not be a guarantee that he comes back against Minnesota. It may not be that way. He may need another week. He may need to come back against the Giants in mid-December. We'll see. The other thing that I wanted to throw out here, and by the way, he should be given credit, Jaden Daniels. I don't know if he was, I'm sure he was asked to do it, but I'm just seeing a picture from a couple hours ago. Jaden Daniels, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, Colson Yankoff. We're all out at Northwest Stadium this morning, along with Mark Klaus, the team president, and many, 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 many other team employees, handing out 2,500 Thanksgiving meals to PG County residents and families. I've covered that event a number of times. I didn't go out this morning because I had a bunch going on. I do enjoy that event. The Commanders, Redskins, by any other name, do a tremendous job. Each and every year, it's usually Ryan Holmes is a sponsor. I see Clark Construction, which is their big partner, is a partner. So I don't know about any other sponsors, but you know, usually like Harris Teeter is involved providing the food. So a tremendous, tremendous job. And to get Jaden Daniels out there is really awesome. Not that, again, he's any more special than Jalen Lane or Colson Yankoff or Luke McCaffrey, but you know what it means when the starting quarterback, granted, he's injured, when the starting quarterback comes out to support an event. He doesn't have to be there. That's cool. That's really significant for what this organization is trying to become, which is an organization that you can consistently be proud of on the field and off the field. And they've done a lot of good things under Josh, right? Things that you don't even hear about and things that you don't even realize. But this is one of their premier events, and that Jaden Daniels was asked, probably, I don't know for sure, maybe he went to them, I don't know, but participated in this. Now, it's a little bit easier being that, again, he's not going to play this Sunday, right? Because Tuesdays, while a player's day off, not for the starting quarterback. They're usually in the building and meetings and all that, film study and all that. So Jaden can probably, he's got a little extra time here. But still, really cool. And great of Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey, who's also injured, and Colson Yankoff, and so on and so forth. That's a great event, and it's a great cause, and it helps out a lot of families in need where the stadium is. So I want to make sure we spent a few minutes on that. As a matter of fact, AMAC, could you do me a favor, just before I forget, could you cut the last couple of minutes up just so I can send it to my people at the Commanders just so that they know we gave them some love? I want them to know because they're not always listening. You're laughing. I want them to know that we appreciate and recognize what they're doing as an organization.
Okay, I got you.
You know, trust me, they'll appreciate it.
Okay.
Because they, you know, they're not getting mentioned on any other radio show for anything other than football, right? And we know the football picture is pretty ugly. Now, that being said, one last thing, and then we'll take a timeout, and then we'll grab some calls. Brandon Ayuk, it appears, is going to be released at the end of the season by the San Francisco 49ers, who reportedly voided a huge amount of his guaranteed money, and apparently he's not even going to challenge it, which tells you how much he wants to be out of San Francisco and away from the horror show that is John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, and I say horror show in quotations. Brandon Ayuk, not even going to challenge it. Here, take my money. I just signed the deal a year and a half ago. I'm coming off a nasty knee injury. I have no idea if I'm ever going to be the same. Take my money. I'm not going to go to your stupid meetings. I'm not going to go to your stupid doctor appointments. I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to do. Take my damn money. I want out. Which means, presumably, Brandon Ayuk's going to be a free agent. Not somebody that you're going to have to trade for, presumably, but you don't know until the 49ers actually do it. Presumably, he is going to be a free agent. But there's going to be a period of time where you're unsure whether he's going to be cut or whether some team is going to try and jump to the front of the line and make a trade for Brandon Ayuk. What team could that be? Huh? Well, it could be the Washington Commanders. It could be AMAC's New York Giants. It could be Cowboy B's Dallas Cowboys after they realize they can't pay CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, and Dak Prescott top of the market money. And the question is, should it be the Washington Commanders? My answer next. And maybe a convoluted explanation, but I think you'll know exactly where I'm heading straight ahead on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Alrighty, 6 in front of 2 o'clock here on a Thanksgiving Tuesday afternoon. Before we get to Brandon Ayuk and some of the contract situation in that regard, we mentioned Jaden Daniels was at the Commanders community event this morning at Northwest Stadium in Prince George's County. Nikki Javala, amongst other reporters, I guess, was on the scene, but she posted this audio. I didn't realize he had actually spoke to reporters, so that's cool. And he apparently updated everybody on, what this event was about, which we illustrated, and also, I guess, his short-term future. So why don't we take a listen?
Day-by-day process, you know, just kind of getting back in the rhythm and things to flow. But I'm back out there, I'm healthy, and I'm ready to go. I want to be out there. It's my second year in the NFL, and you learn a lot of different things, and hopefully I play a longer time, so it won't be my first thing going through adversity. If I'm out there, man, I'm going to give it my all, so it's going to be important. I mean, as a football player, you want to go back there and play in a competitor, and that's who I am, so if I have the opportunity to go back there and play, but right now I'm really just taking it day by day and week by week. You know, it's no really discussions of anything right now. It's more so just, hey, just getting back healthy and feeling back good. I'm with Don.
Okay. How close do you think you are?
Take it day by day, John.
All right, so that's John Kine there chiming in at the end, and Jaden saying, take it day by day, John. And look, there's not a whole lot of meat on that bone right there, but Jaden says he's going to play. He wants to play, which should not surprise a soul, should not surprise anyone. Jaden wants to play, and Jaden is going to play. It's just a matter of when, not if, when. And, like, for a guy like Matthew Berry, who's a fantasy guy, but a Commanders fan, to say, you know what? I'd rather them put him in bubble wrap. Matthew Berry's thinking, from a fan perspective, how do we protect Jaden Daniels as much as possible from everything that goes wrong and everything that has gone wrong this year? And there is some logic to say, nope, just shut it down. It's the terrible year. Guess what, guys? Quarterbacks get injured every year. Teams get really banged up every year. Everybody that is boiling this down to, well, it's just a bad year, it'll never happen again this way. Bull crap. It happens every year to the 49ers. Every year. Every stinking year. Every year. And not just to the 49ers, but it happens every year to the 49ers. Speaking of the 49ers, apparently they're going to release Brandon Ayuk. Apparently during training camp, they voided Ayuk's guaranteed money for 2026 because he didn't meet the requirements of his deal. We're just finding out about it now through the reporting of The Athletic and ESPN and others. The bonus worth almost $25 million originally became guaranteed on April 1st of this past or of this current year, has now been voided. Which my understanding is because they voided it, A, he doesn't get it. B, they don't have to take on that dead money as part of the contract, as part of a trade or a release, which makes Brandon Ayuk more tradable. It's not to say that they absolutely will trade him, but more tradable. I'll have more when we return on the Team 980, including whether or not the Commanders should be in the Brandon Ayuk business next. Stay with us. Team 980, Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.